the walls, hanging from the chandeliers. I mean, the phone ringing and the TV blaring and everybody talking at once for them to feel like that everything was okay. Yes. That is not peace.
That's right. It is not peace. Another great scripture for peace, Philippians 4:7, and the peace that passes all understanding shall guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That's right. He's going to guard you from all evil attack. And Hebrews 13:20, now the God of peace who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, that blood will cut off the curses for you and bring the blessings upon you. Even Jesus our Lord equip you in every good thing to do his will. Praise God.
Well, now, Barbara, I think about the scripture here, and I'm going to jump down here just a little bit to Isaiah 53:5. By his stripes we are healed. Now, we can apply that here. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, holding to the bones. Now, that's under the area of health.
Yes.
So let me tell you, your health switch, folks, is not necessarily, first of all, what you eat. It's, first of all, what you say. And I believe that with all my being. I'd bet everything I have that I'm right on that. And if we can get people to turn their words around and make their words pleasant by a choice, by a mental choice, and then you can say things like, I shall not die but live and tell of the works of the Lord. Well, praise the Lord, Jesus.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. We can say those good things.
You said that first proverb so quickly, and it's Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words. Your words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. It truly is, Darren, the confession of our mouth that's going to heal us.
Always say that one of our favorites is Psalm 107:20. We could say it like this. We could paraphrase it. And it does say he sent his word and healed him. But we could say, you know, since the Lord has sent his word, I am well and I am healed.
Praise God.
I am enjoying peace and prosperity and long life. And I rise above the circumstances. He sent his word and healed and strengthened my immune system. So those viruses that are out there that everybody's worried about and all the spores and dust and mites and everything else, they're not going to affect me.
Yes.
Because I have the health and joy and peace of the Lord. Now, when you think about this, when you become a child of God, then you're in the family. You should have the health that the family has. And you should, by an act of your will, I'm going to use a psychological term here, program yourself. In other words, convince yourself, speak to your body and say, listen, you are immune to all this stuff that's going around. You're not going to get the flu and you don't need a flu shot. We are living above this stuff that comes with the world system. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Thank you, Jesus. You sent your word and healed me and protected me.
Yes. Praise God.
Now, that's living in active blessings, Barbara.
Yes. And the Lord is the one who's going to prosper you. He's the Lord God, Isaiah 48:17 says, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. If you have any problems with what you need to be, the blueprint for your life, your job, what you need to do in life, what is your calling, go to some of these scriptures, Isaiah 48:17, Joshua 1:8, 2 Corinthians 8:9. Those are so important for you. Also, his soul will abide in prosperity. His descendants will inherit the land. That's Psalm 25:13. Deuteronomy 8:18. I know that's one of your favorites on prosperity.
Well, let me quote that. I believe it's in the King James. Says, you shall remember the Lord thy God, for he has given you power to get wealth. Now, in my New American Standard, it says he gives you the power to make wealth. It doesn't matter to me whether you get wealth or make wealth. You're going to have wealth if you remember the Lord your God.
Yes, he wants us to have victory and favor and prosperity and health. These are all blessings that God wants you to have. I recommend, if you have a Strong's Concordance, take some of these words, prosperity, health, favor, hope, victory, and look it up yourself and write down scriptures that you need for your own life.
And the one that you quoted a while ago, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. And Father God, today we thank you for the many, many blessings.
Thank you.
Lord, you teach us in the way we should go with our mouths. You teach us what to say. So we need to listen to you and have a tenderness to that inner voice that is within us. So we're checked when we get over into the negatives or when we hear a negative, Lord, that we've trained ourselves to rise up and reject that and say, that's not me, Lord. They're not talking about me. I'm not going to be included in that.
Yes.
Because you're the Lord God that teaches me to profit in every aspect of my life. You're the one that teaches me the way that I should take, and I take it willingly. Thank you, Jesus, for becoming poor that I could become rich, and for giving us great favor and seed and multiplying our seed for sowing and increasing the harvest of our righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. You're our Lord and Savior. You're our King. You're the one that brings the blessing to us. You're the one that helps us defeat the enemy. And we defeat the enemy. We defeat sickness and we defeat accidents and all those things by speaking the power of God through our mouths. We thank you, Lord, that we are in the blessing. We're not under the curse. We are the blessed.
Oh, amen.
The prosperous.
Praise
the
God.
Peaceful, the joyful, the healthy. Thank you, Jesus. You died that we could live. In your powerful name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.